TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes. Blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going down, people? It's your man Brooklyn Black, and you are tuned in, locked in, ready to rock on a brand new episode of Pre-Game Radio. Thanks for rocking with me. Today is Saturday, May the 19th, and if you are in NYC, you want to head to Touch Nightclub. They're definitely popping tonight. Maybe it's a free before 12, so definitely get over there before the show's over. But, of course, rock here and pregame with us. And also, first time in the history of pregame radio, something that's never been done before. We have two artists going for the pregame artists, pregame approved artist slot. We have the homie Ace Center, and we also have Capital Kid repping Bronx, New York, so we're definitely going to see what's going on. Hit us up, 347-857-4302, and we got the chat room for all those rocking with us through the link. Just scroll down to the bottom left-hand side of the page. The chat room is open, and we're definitely rocking. We got a good show for y'all, and until our first artist, Ace Center, gets in the building, y'all already know how we do. Throwback time, you heard, and we'll be right back.
One love, one thug, one nation.
jeans and boots. Disappeared in the crap, all you seen was soup. This little nigga named Nine, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We should trade one gas, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. Beat me, I take this poor shit deeply. There seems too many real players fall to let these bitch niggas beat me. Fuck, let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said in the vibe about me being a thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick, trying to play a hate on my shit. To eat a fat dick, let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all odds, hoping my thug motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blown. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light-skinned stocky with a Haitian accent. Jewelry, fast cars, and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds. Same crimes, different trials. Nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I knew you bitch niggas is listening. The world is mine. Set me up, wet me up. Nigga, stuck me up. Heard the guns bust. But you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine. On everything I owe, I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga. All out warfare. Eye for eye. Last words to a bitch, nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now. Watch your front. Here we come, gunshots and tuck. Now you stuck. Fuck the rap game, nigga. This M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against all lies. So hope my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all lies. Up in the studio, getting blown. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all lies. Hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that back, he did some shitty shit to did, so he rides for that. And that nigga that was down with me, rested dead. Switch sides, guess his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was written. Nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Say you wanna live my life. Niggas that don't rhyme right. You see too many movies. Load them up against the wall. Close his eyes. Since you lie, you die. Goodbye. Let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me? Nigga, against all lies, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all lies, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all lies, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blown. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds.
My love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns salute to my niggas that die in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being soldiers. The military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns salute. I salute you, my nigga, stay strong. I ride for you, I rhyme for you, I roll for you. It's all you. It's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. Against all odds. Touch me, imagine. I know you motherfuckers didn't think I forgot. You and I ain't forgot, nigga. I just remember what you told me. You said don't rule a war unless I got my money right. I got my money right, nigga. Now I want war.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely getting 347-854-302. You already know what it is about Tupac with Against All Odds, a.k.a. Machiavelli, a.k.a. one of the greatest that ever did it. But, let's bring it over to the east side, back home to Brooklyn. You know, big shout out to the Old Dirty, rest in peace. Big shout out to the Wu, big shout out to Shaheem and Riz and Jizzle. They already know what it is. Pre-game radio, 347-857-4302, and we'll be right back.
Shit. I bust that nigga ass right now. Ain't no none of them niggas can't fuck.
What?
Could never fuck me, my nigga.
Dirty.
I'll fuck you up right now. What? Bust your motherfucking
dirty
ass, boy. I ain't no motherfucking joke. Know who you talking to? Old Dirty
Bastard.
I'll fuck you up right now. Yeah. What?
Dirty, that nigga, dirty. He ain't saying
I'm the one man army H on. I never been tooken out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make a nigga go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicine. Your ass thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more shit. Enough to make you break and shake your ass as I'm today. Rhyme good as a tasty cake makes. This style, I'm mastered in. Niggas catching headaches, what? You need aspirin? The type of pain you couldn't even kill with Midol. Fuck around, get sprayed with Lysol. In your face like a can of mace, baby. This is burning with fucking now you're learning how. I don't even like your motherfucking profile. Give me my fucking shit. Wow, that scene and heard. No one knows, you forget. Niggas be quiet as death. Now you know nothing before you knew a whole fucking lot. Your ass don't wanna get shot. A lot of MCs came to my showdown. Then watch me put your fucking ass down. As you can go below zero, without a doubt, I never been taken out by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure how to pull a fucking gun trigger to get the fuck out of here. Nigga, when they get too close to the utmost, when I got stacked, that attack any whack host. Introducing your fuck that nigga's name. My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rains, it pours. Cause my rhymes hardcore. That's why I give you more of the roar. Telling that I got what rocks the spot. MCs, I'll be burning, burning hot. Whoa, ho, ho. Let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. I'm homicidal when you enter the target. Nigga, get up, act like a pig, try to haul shit. Squat thick ass, I quit. The mic's I'm had it, my nigga. You can suck my dick. If you wanna step to my motherfucking rep, blow, 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 blow to death. You got shot, cause you knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Another motherfucking hard rock. Slacking on your back, cause Raw's what you lack. You wanna react? Bring it on back. Same with you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, sure. Shame on you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, sure. Brooklyn, sure. Shame on you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, sure. Shame on you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, sure. Shame on you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, sure. Why? My nigga.
Shout out to Old Dirty. Shout out to Brooklyn, man. And you know, you everybody say, yo, but I love my borough. I love my town. I love my neighborhood. I love my block. I love my side of the street. You feel what I'm saying? So, big shout out to Brooklyn. We're still here rocking. 347-857-4302. A-Center's on the way through. Now I'm saying he just checked in. He's on the way up in the building. Going to be rocking with us for a little bit, but until he gets here, you know, you got questions, you want to give a shout-out, or, hell, you want to air somebody out, hit us up, 347-857-4302. Shout-out to All Bars Movement. They keep me up early mornings, late nights. I don't sleep because of All Bars Movement, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. So big shout-out to Nikki Bars, Angel, Miss A, and the rest of the movement, because it's like 300 of them. So big shout-out to them. But we got the homie Ace up in the building. Ace, what's good, man?
How are you?
You know, just here chilling, doing the damn thing, working the pregame.
Yeah,
radio.
I hear it, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here, my brother. You already know. Brooklyn, what's good?
Yes, Brooklyn, what it is. For those who don't know, let them know who you are, where you're from, what you bring to the table, man.
Most definitely. I go by the name of Ace Center. Born and raised Brooklyn, New York, repping We A Problem team, weaproblem.com. Go check us out. You know, music, man. That's what it's all about, music. Music and positive energy. Limitless, you already know.
That's definitely what it is. So how long have you been how long have you been making music?
Oh, man. I've been making music for years, you know what I'm saying, about a good 15 years, you know, been through ups and downs, you know, different levels of it, you know what I'm saying, but born in music, you know what I'm saying, music has always been a part of me, you know what I'm saying, I've loved music since a kid, so, you know, it's just destiny that I do this, you know.
So were you one of the types that, like, you came up through the choir, singing in church, and then all of a sudden, you know, you heard Grandmaster Flash, and then you wanted to be a rapper?
Yeah, it's crazy. That's, you know, Sinner is the name the streets gave me. It's not a name I gave myself, and that's because, you know, Sunday I would be in church singing on the choir, and after church, you know, I'd be back in the hood with the homies, keeping up with that, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, yeah.
Like I said, man, I'm from Brooklyn, man. You know how I do.
Yeah.
You know, because most of the times you would get in trouble on your way to church if you was going to church by yourself.
Yeah.
You go to church, you know, go to church, your slacks is a little dirty and dusty because you was climbing trees when you supposed to be in Sunday school.
Yeah, you know.
And then as soon as you get out of church, you out mixing up with the homies. All right, I know what it is, most definitely. So without staying obvious, you know, because you're a Brooklyn dude, but also you may be, you know, way more complex. So what were some of your influences coming up as far as rap?
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, growing up early, you know, getting hip into, you know, Wu-Tang was definitely an influence. You know, being a young man hearing that, you know, the Bad Boy era, Big, definitely, you know, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, you know, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, my height's broadened, you know, I listen to everything everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Back in the days, you know, when Crucial Conflict was out, you know, down south, Outkast,
wow.
East Young, you
Crucial
know what I'm
Conflict.
Saying? Yeah, yeah, I listen to it all, man, you know what I'm saying? And I, you know, good music is good music, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So rap-wise, those, you know, a lot of influence. Slick Rick, you know, Kane, I mean, you know, the classics.
That's what's up. So who are you bumping now besides the We Are Problem movement? Big shout-out to Lady G and Scholar. Ooh, we in the building. Big shout-out to you guys. Now, but besides your camp, besides Nephew, and besides anyone who's repping We Are Problem, who are you bumping on your iPod right now?
I mean, to be honest with you, if I'm not bumping my Weird Problem team or my SKB family, I'm most likely I'm not even listening to rap. You know what I'm saying? I like themes, orchestras, you know, Stravinsky, Tchaikovsky. You know, I'll listen to Sade. You know, I'll listen to, I like the Seattle Grunge era of 92. I like Nirvana, Alice in Chains, you know, rock. I'm you know, I listen to it all. You know what I'm saying? I feel that's why my sound, you know, as similar as it may be, being a Brooklyn dude, I think I possess something different. You know, because I'm influenced by different genres of music.
And that's definitely what's up, because I've had a lot of artists say they was somewhat influenced by the old R&B, but never had anyone say Nirvana or during that whole grunge era. Because I came up during that era, so I'm pretty much sure we're around the same age. But
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
When Nirvana was popping, Pearl Jam and all that. So the fact that a rapper saying, like, yo, they were influenced me. You know, these grunge bands from Seattle and on the West Coast, yeah, they influenced this kid from the hood in Brooklyn.
Yeah, for sure.
And even Sade, like, you know, and Sade's work is timeless.
Oh, man.
And it just transcends. And she's been in the game for damn near 30 years, and she's still relevant.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so
beautiful.
Or even a rapper to say she's an influence, that definitely speaks volumes of your character and the caliber of music that you bring.
Yeah.
Now, is there anyone, let's say, matter of fact, we'll keep it civil, is there anyone underground or underground circuit, not on the We Are Problem team, that you would look forward to working with?
That I haven't worked with. I mean, to be honest with you, I work with anybody that's serious. You know what I'm saying? I'm a workaholic, so a lot of times I'm making music more than listening to it. But, you know, I work with anyone, you know, who's serious. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and that's really it. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to everybody coming up doing their thing. You know, I definitely don't have a blind ear. I listen to whatever's out, but, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm rocking with the team and I'm working hard. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to that next level.
Okay, so there's not like one artist who stands out, like you might have heard,
and be like, yo, I want to work with them. I want to, like, I see myself doing a collab with them, or you heard a producer, but like, yo, I want to go on one of his beats.
I mean, not that's not already established, you know what I'm saying? You're talking about underground, someone that's not in the mainstream. I mean, there's really, you know, I would be lying if I told you I was heavy into the underground, being an unsigned artist. That makes me sound crazy, but you know what I'm saying? I see the bigger picture, and I'm climbing the higher heights. I'm not really worried about that.
All right, so mainstream, who would you see yourself working with in the future?
I definitely see myself working with rap-wise, like Eminem, Jay-Z. You know, I want to work with the legends because that's where I see myself, you know, at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dudes like that, you know, Andre 3000, you know what I'm saying? You know, a few key dudes.
Now, see, like, and just about, like, your whole karma, like, the whole, because I hate saying the word swag, but your whole, like, the whole energy that you're bringing, it's just real calm, mm-hmm. relaxed. Is that also something that's in your rap, or are you more of a aggressive, you know, rally on the block, don't let me catch you in the dark alley type rap?
Yo, I'm everything, you know what I'm saying? My music is mood music. You know, I believe that your songs, like a perfect album, you know, I feel like at least one song should dedicate to everyone in the world. You know what I'm saying? You have to accommodate a mood. You know what I'm saying? So I'll make music that's hype, violent. I'll make something that's calm, subtle, something romantic. You know, it's just whatever I'm feeling at the time. You know, my music is true to me. You know what I'm saying? I hear it. You know, I hear the beat, and you know what I'm saying? I just open my mind and let whatever pour out. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically how it is. You know, it's a one-take thing.
Got you. And as always, I got my right hand who stays in the background holding it down, the one and only Ev. What's going on, Ev?
What's up? How you doing?
Chilling. We got the homie Ace Sinner from the hometown.
How you?
What's up? The building.
I'm good, mama. How are you?
I'm all right. Chilling.
Beautiful.
You know, so we about to get into one of his tracks right now. Tell us about the T2 Judgment Day.
I mean, that was just an ill track by Flawless. I heard it and I just went to work on it. It's not even that much science to it. I mean, it's, you know, I just did the damn thing basically. Like, it speaks for itself.
All right, now was that a home team beat? Like, was that through the We Are Problem Camp, or did you go somewhere else for that beat?
That particular beat, I branched out and reached out to, you know, a producer that we actually been working with a lot lately. You know, at the time, it was a new relationship. Now we've built a relationship, and we're definitely working with this particular producer a lot.
All right, so we're going to get into a T2 Judgment Day from the homie Ace and the We Are Problem. Shout out to Nephew to Don holding it down.
Yes, sir.
On pregame radio, 347-857-4302. And we'll be right back.
Clap with me now. Music.
Hey, this is
Ben. Guess who, niggas? We showin' up. Sinner, we showin' up. SKB. I'm something like a Terminator. I was sent to kill them all. Every bar official, guaranteed you feel them all. I'll be repping SK till the x-rays on my body's on the neck. Bet you probably wanna check, cause I'm probably getting checked, and you're probably getting vexed. My hobby's your baby's mommy, she gets sloppy with the neck. This be that new wave, please adjust your headphones. I'll be out in Cali, rest in peace to M-Bone. Text about me, get up on your cell phone. Say nothing but sex around me, bitch, I need my head blown. Well known dress codes, arson. Fired my attire, you flyer, I beg your hold up. I am not a human being, despite of what you've seen. I am a machine, metal exoskeleton. Turn them into gelatin. Everyone I'm better than, no fucking with me celibate. God bless, heaven sent. Yeah, they talking negligent. Fuck them, get your president. That is how you represent. Goons with me everywhere, fuck is y'all thinking? When I pull that semi out, niggas start planking. Thinking, nigga, why you hate? Chill, shawty separates you from your body, nigga, ill. I still keep the glizzy pop, so if anybody wanna press they luck, bang, 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 bang. Something like a Terminator. I'm
cutting like a Terminator. I'm cutting like a Terminator. Yeah, yeah.
Put your hands up. Yes, put your hands up.
Brooklyn.
Yes, put your hands up. Put your hands up.
I'm hasta la vista. I'm high enough to fly, never popped out a reefer. Swapped out the visa, black card swiping, black broad piping. I'm fat but hoes like them, a knockout to diva. Eat rabbit for breakfast, scratch out the cereal, bang hammer breakfast, scratch out the cereal. Swag this, swag that, that for material. Let's stick, please get off of this dick. Damn. I'm about to go ham, and I ain't talking coca. Getting money so what? You drop short, so when it slows up, you know what? Bang! Macho Man voice, who yeah, he talk money. Ben Franklin voice, he talks funny. Why? Money, green jag, I respect my mama's wishes.
Yes,
when we break bread, bet we break a lot of dishes.
Something like a Terminator. I'm something like a Terminator. I'm something like a Terminator. Yeah, yeah.
Put your hands up. Yes, put your hands up.
Brooklyn.
Yes, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Damn.
Yes, that was T2 Judgment Day from the Homie Ace Center in the building with us, 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black Ebb and, you know, HBA chilling. You know, it's a Brooklyn thing right now. So big shout out to the homie. I definitely was feeling the beat. And like you said, like the whole flow, like it was definitely a good combination. It was a good mashup. I dug it. Ed, what did you think?
Yeah, I liked it too. And actually, I think his rhymes was harder than that beat. Yeah, real cool. I think he came harder than that.
Much appreciated.
Word up. Word
thank
up.
You,
I'm telling you, your shit was harder than that beat. Sorry.
So how what's the whole Ace in a Song process like? Do you go in the studio, do you hear the beat and then write, or you already got something written down and you just look for the beat to put to it? What's the whole song process?
Most of the time it's, I hear a beat, you know what I'm saying, and I let it, you know, I minister to me and I just feed off it and, you know, just let out, you know, what's on my mind, you know what I'm saying, where I want to take it. And I feel like I take beats, like I feel like what I put to a beat, another person wouldn't, you know what I'm saying. It's not even that I'm trying to be different, it just comes out like that, you know what I'm saying. That's usually how it goes. I hear a beat, I let it minister to me, and then poof, you know, out comes the magic.
Well, if anything's like that last track, it is definitely magic you're working with. So I definitely,
appreciate it.
I definitely gotta give you your props on that. Now,
thank you.
Have you done any showcases recently? Have you been on stage? How's your energy when you're on stage?
Yeah, actually, I was on stage last night. A good friend of mine, you know, a local partner, he had a mixtape release. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a good 150, you know, it's a small venue, but, you know, I touch the stage and get my thing. I mean, you know, I love performing. I've been performing for a while. I've touched stages from Speed to Cheetahs to, you know, NC out of the Evening News here, there. You know, it's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I don't really look at it as, you know, a great thing or a bad thing. I just look at it like a natural thing. You know what I'm saying? I love touching the stage. You know what I'm saying, and feeding off of the energy of the people, because it's different than when you're recording and you put it out there and hope people like it. You know, you can actually look and see how people are vibing to your sound, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, that energy bounces back and it changes the way you move and, you know, how you position yourself and, you know what I'm saying, just try to give the best performance possible.
All right, so out of all the places you've been to and everything, where's the one venue that would be the highlight of your career? Where's the one place you want to perform at?
I want to perform at?
Yeah.
I mean, I, you know, you know, any rap, you know, I mean, I'd love to tear Summer Jam down. You know what I'm saying? I think that's like, you know, that's like being rookie of the year. It's like something you got to do to be established as a great. You know what I'm saying? It feels like you have to tear some Summer Jam down. So that's definitely on the radar, you know, of things to do. And, you know, of course, you know, God willing, things get far. I'll be performing the Grammys and Oscars and all that good stuff.
Okay, so pretty much your goal, which will probably, you know, be the apex or the top of your career, would be to have something big like the Summer Jam or the Oscars or the Grammys or even like the movie awards or something like that, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just, you know, anywhere, man, anywhere I'm allowed to go, you know what I'm saying? Wherever the music takes me, you know, I humbly accept it, you know, and I'll gracefully tear it down.
And it's just his Ev, it's his overall, just like he's just chill, like just real humble. Like it's just like it's a real dope thing because, you know, most artists, pardon me, when they come through here, they're either, you know, a bit timid if they haven't done radio interviews, or they're, it's most times a little bit too much energy, but he just comes with just enough.
You know what it is, though? You know why that happens? It's because unlike a lot of those people, they have to worry about selling themselves when my music talks on me. You know, so I could just be me. I don't have to put on no show or try to make people see me as a certain way. I could just be me. You know what I'm saying? The goal is for people to love the music. You know what I'm saying? If they want to meet the man behind the music after that, then that's fine. But the music has to grab them first. You know what I'm saying? I could say anything. You know what I'm saying? But when people press play and they, you know, skip your shit after, excuse me, cursing, I don't, but you know, if they skip your joint after 5 seconds, you know what I'm saying, then you know the performance you put on don't even matter. You know, I'm just saying.
well, it does hold some truth, and I actually want to quote the homie DJ Reality. If you got to tell me your shit is hot, it ain't.
yeah, real talk.
You know, and also that's why when artists send me tracks, I don't preview it until it's showtime, you know, because that initial reaction that I give, that first time I hear it, I want to hear it the same time the audience hears it. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear it the same time my co-host hears it. You know what I'm saying? I want that initial first impression of the track. You know what I mean? Oh, so
man,
as soon as the beat dropped on that last one, I was like, oh, shit. Like, this is
some
heat. And the one thing that actually grabbed my attention as far as you go was the track with that you did with Lady G and Scholar.
Yeah.
With the video, because Nephew had posted it in the pregame radio group, and I played it, and I just heard you, because I already know what Scholar could do. I know what Lady G can do. They've both been here, and they're both pregame approved. So I know what they can do. I know their caliber. You
definitely
were brand new, so I'm like, all right, this is some dopeness. I got to work to get them on. So,
yeah, I'm a new addition to the family.
And, you know, so now you're here and the rest is history. So let's
absolutely
get into the, tell us about the next joint, Mercy.
Yeah, Mercy, that was just, that joint came out crazy. You know what I'm saying? I vibed with reggae artists that I know, awesome and produced it, good friends of mine. And, you know what I'm saying, I just wanted to do something, you know, for the hood, for the islands, you know what I'm saying? Something different because, you know, I'm West Indian background. So I was like, man, I got to have something, you know what I'm saying, for Caribbean, something just real, real, real broad, you know what I'm saying? So we did that, and it came out good. You know, the reception was, you know, very, very good on that track, you know what I'm saying? And I just hope everyone else enjoyed it.
Well, you know, let's get into it because, you know, Ev, she don't like shit.
So,
yeah,
no.
That's not true.
Man,
it's not that I don't like shit. It's just that some things is just they. It just sounds too manufactured to me. It's like the person is trying to ride the wave or whatever is trending at the moment, instead of just being a straight up musician, just, you know, hopping on the bandwagon. So shit like that, I don't like. I don't like that twerk shit and all that other stupid dumb. I just don't like that dumb shit. All right? That's what it is, okay?
It's free game radio, 347-857-4302.
Well, I'm going to see you. You from Brooklyn, so, you know, I got to say, I do have a prejudice for Brooklyn rappers. It's just a, you know, it's just a round the way thing. You know what I mean? It's just a Brooklyn thing. We always on each other.
Yeah,
we always look for hold each other down. So, you know, you get points just for that. So we got to see what's up, though, because I will snatch that shit back if you ain't coming correct.
Right,
you represent Brooklyn, you got to represent Brooklyn. You representing all of us, you know?
I'll do my best, I promise you.
All right,
so we're going to get into it. We're going to get into it. 347-857-4302, 8 Center Mercy, on pregame radio. And he's a problem, and, you know, we're a problem when it comes to this radio shit, and we'll be right back.
Nigga, play the motherfucking track.
Watch your mouth.
I woke up out of my coffin like Mum Ra. Ancient spirits of evil transformed this decay form. This one's for my people. Eight Sinner is the ever living. Switch my protocol, found a swag that's better fitting. Steroids flow, Giambi, better hitting. I'm sucking grown folk, big guns, never kidding. How pistol grip, pistol whip, headlock, headshot, leg lock, top ropes, leg drop, clothesline drop kicks, clothesline drop kicks. Music to apparel, SK Bizzles on that hot shit. I'm like Christ among you peasant people. I'm like Bullet Tooth Tony with that desert eagle. So vicious, ain't I? So malicious, ain't I? Think it's sweet, bitch, taste me, delicious, ain't I? You can't taste this, that's a no-go. I lock it tighter than a Frank Mir's
homo. It's my duty to ride with my Uzi. They trying to pursue me. My life is a movie by Tarantino. It's yours truly, but when they get a clip of this, they screaming out, mercy, mercy, mercy me.
Shut up, blood, I bitch, them up on.
Mercy, mercy, mercy me.
It takes it, it's fuck me, not teleport.
Papa's got a brand new swag. Blue suede shoes match the pedals of that mercy.
Mercy, mercy.
Mercy, Delago. Yeah. Lamborghini music, green seats, avocado. Whenever I pull up, bravo, applause, cheers, stairs, my ball, swallow, tough act to swallow, survivor, I'm lava, a rider, make something out of nothing, MacGyver, 26 inches, thin crust tires, deep dish rims, bitch, the city's on fire, SK bullion, kids will run the treasury, bucks, francs, pounds, trying to shut banks down, still blowing on the finest, kush from an island, you gotta get lost just to find it, I'm it, yes sir, high as a hippie, extra spiffy, hot dress up, balls of hot peppers.
It's my duty to ride with my Uzi. They trying to pursue me. My life is a movie by Tarantino. It's yours truly, but when they get a clip of this, they screaming out, mercy, mercy, mercy me.
Shut up, Lord, my bitch, them up on.
Mercy, mercy, mercy me.
It takes it, it fuck me, not tell a boy, please.
Yes, that was Mercy by the homie Ace Sinner on pregame radio.
Yep.
Look. You know, it's I actually speechless on it because when I heard it and you said you had that West Indian feel to it, I swear I was expecting one of those 90 Calypso joints that used to hit back on Bobby Condis back in the day, one of those type of beats.
I know what you're talking about.
I was expecting that, but it was definitely something different and still yet something good, something dope, something great.
I didn't even hear the part where he said it was like some island shit because it definitely reminds. I will talk. I saw you and your homies like on them jet skis, them little motor things in the water and shit, having fun. It's that type of vibe. It's a party vibe, but it's still some hard shit. Yeah. Real talk. And that's what I, and that's the video I look, I'll be making videos up in my head when I'll be listening to shit.
Yeah,
and,
that's
the video I saw for you. That's that Miami Beach, your whole bunch of chicks, half naked, fun, drinking shit, you know, chilling. At night at the club, on the table, in the drop top, just, you know, that type thing.
I see it with you. I feel you on that.
Hey, you know, if you do such a video, just let me know. Oh yeah, I've got to be on that. Oh, thank you, thank you. You know, I'm just trying to be on the show. Word up, you know, have the video on the back. Thank you. Black, and watch me do it. That's what it is.
You know, that's cool, because I'll be behind the cameras, and I'll be mixing it up with all the female extras and shit. You know, fine, I'll be the best out for that video.
But real talk, I think I'm about to take this this video course, and I'm going to start doing my own videos, because I visualize a lot of times what the artist is trying to bring across, and it just vibes, you know what I mean? So instead of being the chump in the front, I'll be the Mac in the back. I'll get the best director there. I don't need to be the chicken, you know. I don't need to be your love interest. I'll give you the direction. But real talk, though, I like that. And you definitely,
you.
If you was trying to give it, if you was trying to make a party song, like, you know, some hard shit, you came across with that when you definitely did it with that.
Yeah, yeah, and like I was saying, you know, people gonna interpret it different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what's important is that you like it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's a likable track, so I'm definitely happy about that. Thank you.
Oh, it definitely is. It's definitely a party track, and I can see other niggas wanting to get down on that. That's how good that shit sounds.
Wow.
I can see other niggas definitely like, yo, let's do a remix of that trash shit. Let's get Rick Ross running shit or some shit. Well, no, I don't fucking like that. Nah, yo, you can imagine it, it could be.
No doubt.
Let's get into this call. It looks like somebody wants to get on air. Your last four digits are 3529. Let the people know who you are, where you're calling from, because you're on pregame radio.
3529. Yes, sir. What's popping, boy?
What's good, man?
Black, what up, man? It's the Don.
What up, Nev?
Ain't nothing. How y'all doing, man? Ace, what up, boy?
Yo, what up, boy?
What's goody? You already know. We a problem. We in the building.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was listening online. I had to call in. You know.
No doubt.
I had to definitely call in. Show love. Ev, what up, Ev? I ain't forget about you, Ev.
Yo,
I hear you back there.
I know, baby. I knew you was going to get around to me. It's all good.
Yeah. I get you, mama. I'm good. How you been?
I'm all right. I'm chilling here, pre-gaming, listening to this artist show. I'm feeling the music, and I really wish that Blackwood get into the next track. I'm amped. I'm hyped now. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. I would just call and, you know, say what up real quick. That's my whole team
right here.
We stuck to it in. WeAreProblem.com. We built the building.
Yes, sir.
We invade the building.
So,
you know.
WeAreProblem.com. So definitely follow up. And since everyone be all pushy and shit, we got to get into this next one, Darkness Falls. Tell us about that.
All
right. Yo, man. Darkness Falls is just, I don't know, man. I can't even explain this one. This one is just, I don't know, man. This is just from the pit of my, you know, this is Sinner. This is me right here. This is just a dark side of me. I'm just giving people something different. Just hear it. Just listen to it.
All right, so here we go. We get into it right now. Darkness Falls on pregame radio.
There is an idea of a Patrick Bateman, some kind of abstraction, but there is no real me. Only an entity, something illusory. And though I can hide my cold gaze, and you can shake my hand and feel flesh gripping yours, and maybe you can even sense our lifestyles are probably comparable, I simply am not there.
Yeah. I'm a nigga with an attitude, rebel with a cause. getaway driver, put the pedal to the floor. Devil at my door, exhaling the highest grade. Finger licking, money counting, trying to be the highest. Damn right, mansions with the flyest maids I'm engaged with. Trying to rescue all of my niggas, not on the same shit. I'm plucking my bitches straight out of beauty pageants. I put a stamp on the baggie, baby, it's truly magic. Louis boots, winning Gucci fabric. She said, where them dollars at? Here, you can have it. Anyway, I'm better with the plastic. You can watch me charge these cards like Gambit, dude. Last night I had a nice dream. I was in the tropics, the water was light green. Now I know that's an occurrence we all share for real. Differences I woke up and was there for real. Flipping, I'm in these bitches raw. Like fucking them Gucci, I never itched before. Taking chances in life, I gamble the air I breathe. I'm just so ready to die, it's only fair I leave. Maybe then at least you fuck, so probably get your barber. If you're trying to stack them bundles, better get your squad up. Disconnect from the lane, niggas who smoke, they start up. If a bad
is real. Yeah, pre-game radio, that was definitely a Dr. Spores joint. Yo, Ace Center goes hard, that's all I'm saying. Ace Center goes hard.
Quick. Wouldn't you like the song to go on longer? How bitter is it, like, damn, it's over already?
Yeah, it's one of those, like, I'm getting into it, and then
yeah.
It fades out.
Yeah, it's basically what it is the teaser. It's like when you go to the movies and you sit down and you see that trailer for that. For that movie that you know is coming out in a few months, and he's like, yo, that joint is going to be hard. That's basically the teaser to the mixtape that we about to drop. You know, it's meant to do that, just to give people up, and then, you know, you take it away and give them something to look forward to.
Man, you can't really be doing that, because then, you know, you create a panic and shit. You know,
Whose voice is that in the very beginning? Is that you? That's not
no,
you, right?
No. No, that's not
okay. I would have preferred to hear your voice.
That was taken from American Psycho. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it's real theatrical, and then, you know what I'm saying?
But I know y'all could, like, I know you can alter this shit, make this shit a little, because the nigga voice, his pitch is like, completely off with the song. You dig? You dig what I'm saying? I like what he's saying, and it introduces what you're saying about the dark, you know, the dark part of yourself. It definitely introduces that. But his voice, you know, I ain't like his voice. I would have preferred to hear your voice. I would prefer to hear you say that.
Me
you
doing it? Okay.
You ain't even need to take it from the news. You could have did that shit. You did?
Okay, yeah,
It would have been much more sinister like that. You understand?
Yeah, you know why it's like that? It's because, you know, figuring it's a, you know, from a popular movie and people would know it and not know what to expect after that. But I definitely
they didn't need to hear that. If they know the movie, they know the movie regardless of, you know what I'm saying, as long as you're saying what niggas know from the movie, because, you know, we tend to memorize certain things, certain sayings, certain scenes for movies. Niggas would know what that is. Either they know or they don't know, regardless of whose voice is on it. But your voice, because your voice is better than his voice. Real talk.
Okay.
Your voice is better than his voice. You should have did that.
Yeah,
that's the only beef I got with you with this one is the nigga in the beginning. Fuck that nigga. You do that shit.
No doubt.
All right, let's get into this call. The last four digits, 6474. What's going on? You're live on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black, Ace Center, Ed. Let people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, what's up, Brooklyn Black? This is DJ Reality. We're proud.com.
The movement.
Wait, notice they did not call me with sound effects.
Oh. Yo, I died like that. This is what happens when you get a house phone. I want to say, yo, thanks for all the love you're showing Ace Center. You've been showing the We A Problem thing. Going to make sure you get the single, the Ace Center single that's getting ready to come out called You Know It. And all the right. mixtape is getting ready to drop in 2 weeks. We actually shot the video to Darkness Falls. So that's going to be premiering in a couple of days. It's the whole movement is real deep right now. Y'all be on the lookout for Get This Money coming soon to MTV. We get in love on a major level right now. So just want to say thank you. It's because of broadcasters like yourselves getting behind the movement, and we're really grateful for it.
Well, you know, it's actually, it has to go back to thanks to y'all, because if what if you guys putting out that dope hot shit, you know what I'm saying? We wouldn't have none to back and support. You feel what I'm saying? You know, like that y'all came with straight bullshit bubblegum shit. Like I'd have been punching these songs halfway through, like, nah, we ain't like it. You know. But it's you guys coming out with this dope music, this stuff that's making hip hop relevant again, that puts us behind you, that gets the support from us, you know what I mean?
And just to let Ebony know, the You Know It video is going to have that Miami thing. Ace is actually coming down here to Florida to shoot the video for that. So
and don't even put your hands in that shit either. Don't even put it in the video
either. All right. Look, shut up. But that's what's up. See, so I'm on y'all vibe right now. I'm definitely on y'all vibe right now. That's what's up. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Ace was a wonderful addition to the team. He's got some big things coming up. I'm really proud of all of them. And I sent you those three songs.
What do you expect? You can't expect nothing but the best.
I let the artists do what they do. That's it. And Ace is one of those. He's the captain of the team. He came in being the captain. So he's We A Problem Volume 2 is coming up. And we also have an R&B singer by the name of Stefan, who's...
Stefan. Phenomenal.
All right, send that nigga through, too. You can
send him over here, too, because, you know, we got to show love to the R&B cats also.
All right. In fact, Brooklyn Black, I don't even want you to listen to him. Ebony, you're going to be the judge.
All right, I got you. I got you.
I
on
that,
you know,
that. Big shout
I'm
going
to give it to you. You know I'm going to tell you what's up, for real. I ain't going to play around, try to make you feel good, all right?
Nope. That's what I want. I want him. I'm going to blast. We're going to hook it up so Stefan can come on, and he's going to sing live on the air just to show you that we a problem.
All right.
Well, we definitely down for that. Big shout out to the pregame admins who tuning in and hit me up via text message, BBM, however they could get to me, and they're filling Ace Center. So that pretty much that. Let me see. That's 1, 2, 3 sets of thumbs. So that's 6 thumbs up over there, plus my 2. Ab, you got thumbs up, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, so which means Ace Center is the newest pregame approved artist in 2011 for this month. So most definitely big things. And of course,
oh man, thank you. I'm honored. Real talk.
So of course that means they're gonna get the extra push from pregame radio. Like we're gonna be flooding Twitter and Facebook with links and tracks, telling people to follow and to keep up with them and everything like that. And then he'll also be putting it running for the 2012 pregame artist of the year. And since and Ev wasn't here yesterday for most of my announcements, but I'm the newest artist to the Swaveland Entertainment fam. I'm going to be doing the pregame radio mixtapes through Swaveland, so big shout out to H-Squared. And also, I'm the new vice president of A&R for BMZ Records. So there's a lot of big things going with pregame radio. So all of the pregame approved artists, I'm definitely taking special notice to y'all as soon as projects and showcases and things like that come up. You guys will be top priority, top of the litter. I'm reaching out to you guys first before I get to anyone else. So you're definitely up amongst others. And, you know, you're up there with a couple of We A Problem mates. Lady G, and Scholar, they're both free game proof artists, so they're definitely up in there. So you're in good company.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, that's what's up, man. Thank you very much.
You know what I'm saying? Let's see. One last question before I have you do your 1-2 on the freestyle tip. At the end of the career, when you have said, "Yo, I'm not making music. I'm gonna let everything work for me." This is when you know you done took on the producer role or the label head role, whatever your career takes you. But you're no longer rapping. What's the one thing that you want to be synonymous with the name Ace Center when it comes to the music?
Legendary. That's it. I just want my name to last through the ages, you know. Even after I'm gone, I want my music to still exist. And, you know, that's all I could hope for. Like to be like 100% reasonable. That would be, you know, that would be worth it all. You know, that I could leave that. You know what I'm saying? That the music was that good that it could be timeless. That's all I want.
That's what's
that up. That was an excellent way of putting it, by saying that you're making music that is timeless, because there's certain things I listen to that was out 20 years ago, and niggas is like, "Oh, that's a remake." No, nigga, this is the original song that bullshit you're listening to now is a remake of. So I can definitely appreciate that. That's a real artist there, not wanting to just be present with the time, but to be here now and to be here always. So I can definitely respect that. That's what's up.
Beautiful.
That's definitely what it is. So let the people know where they can follow you as far as Twitter, Facebook, Reverb. Where can they keep up with you at?
Yeah, definitely. ReverbNation.com/ACenter. SoundCloud.com/ACenter. Twitter, ACenter. You know what I'm saying? WeAreProblem.com. You know, you get all the info, all the updates there, you know.
You on Facebook?
Yeah, definitely. I'm on Facebook, ACenter, Facebook, you know what I'm saying? That Piff, you know, you can search me on there. You know, Google me, YouTube, whatever.
I'm gonna send you a request. All right, we're going to do that. Accept my request. You have me waiting more than 3 days.
Nah, I'm not
going to
leave you in limbo. Not going to leave you in limbo.
I know you be busy and shit, and you probably got a million and one requests, but it's only one chick up there in there. All right,
so, Abby, you already know what the homie has to do. Let him know the guy lies in the criteria, please.
Well, basically what you have to do is just come off the top of that. You don't have to have no music, you know. The only rule is that for us to know that it's present and it's not some fly shit you wrote 6 years ago, but that it's something current, is that you mention whatever's, you know, going on in the news right now. You can mention the day, you can mention pregame, Black name, my name, anything to let us know that you coming off the top of your head right now with this shit.
Oh,
right. look, you don't have to go on for 2 or 3 minutes.
Just something for you to do real quick. I'm live on the air, Brooklyn Black and Ebony. To go against me, probably be a felony. Fuck all that little drama that they selling me. If you ain't really feel me, then you smelling me. You can taste me, but you don't want to face me. I'm a problem, say it to the core. Any opposition, hit the floor. Brooklyn in the building, kick down the door. 100% uncut, raw, center. If I was high, I would have been better off. But I'm sober on the spot right now.
You're on point with it, me.
Word up, that was good. Well, I didn't even use my name.
I fucked with y'all for that. Y'all.
Yeah, that shit was
on the spot right there.
If you check your Twitter mentions, we definitely done put it out there that you are amongst the elite with pregame approved. So we'll definitely keep in contact. You know, I already got Reality on the Rolodex. I got Nephew on the Rolodex, so anything I could definitely get at them, and we'll definitely work shit out. Get your shout outs out, man.
Yo, big shout outs. Brooklyn, Black, Ev, thanks for the love.
No doubt.
We're a problem, the team, weirdproblem.com, SKB people's old Brooklyn, all over. Show love, support, please. Hear us out, man. It's memorable stuff. Thank you.
Right, good looking out for coming through once again. And please,
my
man,
pleasure.
Keep doing what you're doing. I wish you nothing but the best of success. Hold it down. Bring
Thank
it
you.
Home
Thank
to Brooklyn,
you.
Man.
Likewise. I definitely will. I'll die trying. Believe that.
No doubt. And listen, when y'all finish that video, you need to hit me up and let me know. I want to be the first ones to see it.
Absolutely.
Real
Absolutely.
Talk. And have a great time down there. Have a good time shooting it. Real talk. Have a great
yeah.
vacation.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you
Word up.
Much.
Enjoy yourself, man.
Beautiful. Thank you.
No doubt. Yes, it's Free Game Radio 347-857-4302. Live on deck, we have the newest addition to the pregame radio family, Miss Nikki Bobs, host of All Bobs Radio, that goes down Tuesday and Thursday nights right here on this stage. What's going on, Miss?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm great. How's everybody doing tonight?
We chilling.
You know, we chilling. We got one pregame approved artist already out the
I
way.
I heard.
You know, we got another one. I believe it's him now. Last four digits, 5749. You are live and direct on pregame radio. Brooklyn Black, Evan, Ms. Nikki Bobs in the building. Who's this? 5749, you're live on the air. All right, well.
Somebody pocket dollar.
Right, somebody pocket dollar and press the one on in their pocket? That's crazy.
Wow. Maybe. Listen, yo, you need to put the link for A-Center in the group because I'm trying to find him on Facebook, and I don't see him. I see one up there for a music band, but there's no picture, so put that link up.
I'll have all that joined up momentarily. I'll have everything up. But hit us up 347-857-4302. We're waiting for the homie Capital Kid to get through, aka Fly Guy Rome. But while we do that, I gotta hit you with some new A Square. This is superhero music on pregame radio. And we'll be right back. Also Ev.
Yeah.
You gotta get more active on the Twitter, man.
Yo, you know what, son? In all reality, I don't even have the Twitter icon on my phone. it's kind of fucked up. And actually, I forgot my password. I can't find. I forgot my password. But listen, tomorrow we can sit down and figure this out, and I'll make the effort. Shout out to everybody that's following me, and I haven't followed you back yet. Give me a minute. I'm going to come up there, and I'm going to follow you. I promise I'm going to come. I'm going to tweet maybe every other day. I can't promise you every day, every half hour like some of y'all niggas be doing. I'll be seeing y'all. That shit is just fucking ridiculous. But I will tweet every now and again, even if it's just to promote our pregame approved artists. All right? So just bear with me, okay? Don't get mad. I'm about to follow you back. I'm fitting to follow you right now.
Just bear with her because it'd be like that sometimes. You know, you don't get a chance to follow everybody back when you want to, but just bear with her.
Yeah, I'll be feeling horrible. I'll be seeing people up there like, so-and-so is now following. And I'm like, yo, I don't even know my fucking password to get in the motherfucking back.
Girl,
but I'm coming, y'all. Give me a minute. I'm coming.
I'm back.
Heard up.
And, of course, we'll be right back. This is A-Square with the flu mix in. It's pregame radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sway the land.
Sway the land.
DJ Ry Eastwood.
Sway. Gang.
B
Bitch, I'm on that railroad. That means I rock the boat. We can shoot the scene in slow-mo. It's better than your throat. World premiere it on the internet. Niggas, that's my intellect. Killing all my cigarettes. I'm needed, baby, similar. Focus like a camera. My vision on panorama. Hook 'em like a ambo. The bully who won't call your name. School you like to find Zupazi. Joni loves Chachi. So keen on call the body while Bell on the potty. Off topic as usual. I'm glad that I'm amusing you. Don't judge. Hard to read like the crucible. Pay my dues like a senior. Seen the magazines next to big booty divas. Have to shoot behind the scenes. Put the lotion on their knees. Then I'm soaking between their knees. They bobbing on their knees. This my dream since a young perv. Get fellatio from my hoe with nice curves. I'm flurry so I might swerve. I'm flurry so I might swerve.
History in the making, what they call me. I ain't even choose the name chose me. Beyond your intelligence, but on this beat, I'm dumbing. Tired of selling you niggas, this wave of them is coming. Everything getting swayed now. You ain't prepared, wow. No surprise, looking in your eyes, show you scared, clown. Toes to the hair, boy, I'm that swayed up. You couldn't walk a mile in my black suede chucks. I'm swayed up even after my grades up. That'll be hard, shooters on deck with them K's raised up. Swayed never cease to amaze. Target practice at the range, making sure you getting more than grazed up. You probably find me in the lack, laid up with your bitch in the passenger seat, giving them brains up. Treat her like a clip that ain't lit, and I'ma dash that. Roll it up and smoke before you pass, nigga. Ask that bitch. Will you pass that bitch, nigga? Ask that bitch, nigga.
Will you pass that bitch, nigga? Ask that bitch, nigga.
Will you pass that bitch, nigga? Ask that bitch, nigga. Will you pass that bitch, nigga? Ask that bitch, nigga.
Wait, gang! FRONTLINE. It's your boy Young Rome rocking with Brooklyn Black on pregame radio. Follow me at Fly Guy Rome. It's showtime. Let's get it.
Yeah, we're back. Pregame radio. And of course, Fly Guy Rome's in the building. What's good, man? Yeah, Rome, what's good?
Go outside, stupid.
Yeah, we hear him in the background talking to somebody else, but he's definitely on air right now.
Wow, hair. Yo, don't get beat up.
Okay, Nick, tell him you're on air.
Yo, Jerome, you there? Hello?
He's there, but they can't hear. He's messing up already.
All right, maybe you go service. He could get into a track. Let's get into one of his tracks.
Yeah.
All right,
He can explain it later. Let's get into one of the tracks.
All right, well, let's get into Don't Tell Me You Love Me live and direct on pregame radio, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Love is in the eye of the beholder. No one really knows what love is until love is exposed to hatred. Everyone thinks love is all good and great until love leaves your heart broken into a million pieces. No one around to help mend a broken heart, so hatred is quickly formed into the eye of the beholder. What is love? Who dares to cross that point and no return, lost in their own mind, reminiscing the old times? What is love?
This what my ex says, you know I'm gonna see you again, but don't stress it, this is only gonna make you a fan, make you a fan. And those texts, it's a funny, we be laughing at them, and who I'm sexing is probably gonna be your best friend, hey, be your best friend. I remember those late nights, storytelling, we was just taking late flights, Sarah Palin, bomb cushion is blunt, gotta make a rambling, heading straight to the cheese, I guess to make a scrambling. I told you, I picked you. You turn around and backstep, change mood. Smile on the face made a nigga change too. I'm just thinking about the time that she came through. Fighting back and forth, then we turn around and blaze too. Shorty like a roll, but I told her bring the brains through. Yeah, I got a plan, I'm just trying to get a range blue. Biggest state, higher rate, send you on a shopping break. If I got it, we gon' spend it, fuck you till you ovulate. I'm a beast with the balls, you know I came to dynamite. Competition non-exist unless you clone to me today. Call me Young Rome, and you know I came to shake the place. Put a little twist on it. Bitch like Jamaican steak, home style cooking, eating niggas, fuck the dinner plate. Eating niggas, fuck the dinner plate. Eating trust you been in play. Get it, home stop cooking. This one my ex said.
Yeah, well, I'm back pre-game radio. It's your man, Brooklyn Black, Ebb in the building. Miss Nick Balls, of course, is rocking with us. And we got a Fly Guy Rome. Let's see if we can get him on air. Rome, you there? Man, am I still messed up?
You're real. Nigga, real God. No, sure.
Well, it might be messed up because I can hear him.
All right. Definitely can hear him, but let's get him situated, though.
She sounds cute.
She is not cute. I want to beat her up so bad. She, me and her sitting there, she coming out, she'll see how, nope. She'll say hi to me. How you want
to come out? Wow, they out there doing something out there, Ed. I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah. Did he just say he wanted to beat her up?
Wait,
no.
That's
bad, yo. We got you on tape with that shit. All right, but I like the song. It was kind of perky, kind of funny, it was comedic. I liked it. I didn't like the beginning. You know, we could have did without the little speech about what is love, and could have did without that. That wasn't necessary. But,
that's his manager. How's she doing that though?
I mean, like, she has to tell him the truth. Though she gotta be real.
Yeah, should be telling the truth because lying just is not cool. Adults don't have to lie.
Definitely lying isn't cool. I don't lie about anything, but definitely you have to let the person get critiqued, and that's how they get better at anything that they, criticism is everything. So overall, I believe I have so much faith in Fly Guy Rome. He's doing big things. He's opening up for Tiger. So definitely just pulling tracks on pregame radio so that everybody can get a feel of him and critique him and give him feedback so that way he can do what he needs to do.
Yeah, the song was good, though.
Let's get
definitely
to
not
a
liar, though. Anybody that know me, though, like, I do what I do. I've been doing this for a long time. You know, I'm definitely with a management company with full of artists that definitely have been pregame approved off GP. So, just trying to, bring more talent through, have them be judged by you and blocking everybody like that, but the technical difficulties is really pissing me off, though. Not gonna lie about that.
you heard me imitating whoever you were talking about in the background, right?
Yes, yes, because when I find out who it is, though, I'm gonna implicate them too.
We appreciate the fact that a lot of times as an artist, you got to do multiple things at one time, So, he's got something else going on, too. But at least he's on the line. So maybe you can hit him up on another way to
a
be like,
personal,
we all listen
yeah.
to your conversation, dude. You might want to come back
mm-hmm.
to the show for a second.
Real quick, Thank you.
This
yes,
is Live Underground. This is Live Underground, baby.
All day.
Let's get into this next call. The last four digits 6311. You're live on the air. Let people know who you are, where you're calling from.
What's good? It's Capital Kid.
Ah, there you go.
Finally, like, really,
though? My fault. The phone was acting up. Certain shit was acting up.
What's good?
So what's good? Yo, Cap, let the people know, man, exactly who you are, where you're from, what you bring to the table, man.
The Capital Kid from Uptown Gun Hill, repping Frontline, you already know, holding it down.
Definitely. It's me, Nikki Bob. You already know who I am to you. And we actually had a critique over here. I don't know if you heard that, but I definitely want her to repeat herself on how she felt about this song, because this is why, we do what we do. And we're on the radio station now. So if you care to share, Boo, can you please let him know how you felt about this song?
Oh, yes, I like the song. I definitely liked it. I thought it was humorous. Some of the shit you were saying was funny, true, and funny at the same time. Only thing I didn't like was the beginning. You ain't even need that. The speech thing at the beginning of the song, because it didn't flow with it. Mm-hmm. It didn't flow, but it wasn't, you know, it just was like a entirely separate song. Like, you didn't expect to hear what you came with after that. You expected to be some other shit, but it was upbeat. It was hype. You know, in the beginning, it was all like, you know, what is love? Who gives a fuck? Let's listen to this shit. Let's be hype. Let's jump. Let's chill. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this party started. You know, got me all.
It is real. Criticism, I love it. Motivation, yes, feedback,
talk,
I love it.
Okay? But other than that, it was, I liked it, real talk.
Good listening.
Thank you.
All right, so
Kev, so exactly, you know, you've been rapping for how long?
Actually, I've been rapping for about 7 years now. Yeah, 7 years. All right,
so coming up, Uptown, Gun Hill, what was some of your influence? Who's you listen to that made you want to start rapping?
I was listening to, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Marvin Gaye, Sade, maybe, here and there. That's about it, to be honest.
Okay, so, I don't know, because that's rare, because actually the other artist, he said Sade was an influence as well. And that's rare that these rappers, they're saying, you know, R&B or these neo-soul artists are bringing influence, but then they're taking it to a totally different genre.
Yeah.
So it's definitely that's proof right there that music is universal. You know, it doesn't even matter the genre, because it could be grunge rock, like the homie before Ace Center said had influenced him, like Nirvana and Pearl Jam, that had influenced him to rap.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, that just shows that, you know, the music is universal.
Yeah. I was actually born into it, though. So, it's really because my pops, back in the days, he had a little group out, and the song was Million Dollar Legs or something like that. And I just followed that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, everybody know that track, you know, from back in the day.
Yeah, the Outlaw
yeah,
4. How do you know them?
What was the name of it?
The Outlaw 4.
That sounds very familiar, and I'm sure if I hear it, I know exactly what it is. Look, I got a million and one songs. Look, I got a million and one songs in my head, but all I got to hear is the beginning, and I got it. So, all right, that's all right. What's up.
You can YouTube it, matter of fact.
All right, bet. Oh, that's a good idea, bet.
Yeah, you know, that'll work. So, excuse me. Who are you listening to now? You know, besides you and your team, who's on your iPod? Who's on your MP3 player right now?
I really don't even listen to hip hop, to be honest. Like, hip hop is fade out right now. It's really not what it used to be. So I really don't have interest. I have to catch my interest. They talking about dancing and wearing skinny jeans and all of that. That shit is not rocking me. So I kind of go in my different direction.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So is there anyone, producer, artist-wise, that you see yourself working with as far as underground, even mainstream in the future?
Underground, I'm really not listening to underground either. But here and there, I listen to something. But mainstream, I see myself working with T.I. Grand Hustle, probably B.O.B., things like that, Eminem, 50, people. All
right, so, and also, Ms. Dick Balls had stated that you'll be opening up for Tiger real soon. How did that come about? How are you preparing for that?
Oh, I'm preparing for that every day, vocal-wise, trying to keep up my stamina, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually going to be in Poughkeepsie. I got tickets on sale now, so you can hit me up at Fly Guy Room if you need those.
Okay.
Okay, now, you going with Tiger, is this your first time on stage, or this is just...
Nah, it's not my first time on stage. I've been hitting the stage since 5 years now, hitting the stage. I hit up Soho, the Poetry Club, SOBs, I did a few 316s, that's about it.
So out of those places, out of those slots, which one did you like receive the most energy, like the biggest positive feedback, just the overall love from the crowd?
That was kind of hard, because all of them really gave me the love that I think I deserve, but SOBs was really, because it was a bigger crowd, so that was
That was it. That made me like, this is why I'm doing this.
All right, so before we go any further, let's get into the next track, Ambition. Tell us about that. Who, how did that come about? Who did the beat?
Oh, Ambition is actually is a track that's out now, Meek Mills and all of them. But me and my man just wanted to get on there and see, to show y'all how we could do it and whatever. So, and here it is.
All right, so let's get into it. It's Ambition on Pregame Radio, 347-857-4302. It's 11:20. If you guys are in the New York City area, you want to head to club, Touch Ladies are free before 12 o'clock. So if you're getting ready, you're pregaming, you know, get your outfits ready, ladies, head over there because y'all getting in free before 12 o'clock. Afterwards, it's like, you know, $30, $40 to get into some bullshit like that. But we'll be right back.
Grind time. I told niggas, man, no days off in this bitch, man. See you, Rome. See you, BG.
I did less drinking, did more smoking. Goddamn, baby, yo, I feel more focused. Little brother moving that water like Moses. You could tell you getting money when that wrist frozen. Came from the gutter, I was raised by my mother. Started out hustling, I did it with my brothers. Around the same time, I lost my grandmother. That was the worst summer, baby mama drama. Niggas shot out off me, shots at the Honda. Attorney test screaming, little boy mine. Saw him on that grind. Picked up the pen and pad, going ham in the lab. Smelling out my son, it's feeling good to be a dad. Give him things he never had. Make sure you stay away from bullshit that could get you in trouble. If that money ain't right, yo, this shit won't double. I was told never fuck with dope, but the only way to get it before going broke. This money had a nigga going, help me stay afloat. Fucking with these different broads had me rocking like a boat. Oh, she asked a nigga where I be at. She wanna flip a couple keys and move up where peeps at. Somewhere in the gardens, palm trees equal ski mask. You know she got that major shit, bigger than the sea shack. Peep that, we Marvin SGM, you better ease back. You only live once, why you think I won't defeat that? Pull up at something all black. Aiming at your skull cap, braka, braka. He dead, nigga, fall back. I do this for the team, plus the fam and the cream. Niggas with the dream, sporting gold rings. Selling it for cheap on the block like cheese. Fuck the government, cause I'm built to achieve.
I got ambition like I move to work. I'm never slagging like shoes and shirts. 100 stitches for the star, I was doomed at birth. Lifted off these bars, now it's hands to the universe. Crash landed bandit, $10 dishes. Niggas rhyme round, getting it in the sport, no benches. All I see is these millies through the smoke of the Philly. I got ambition to get it, I give a fuck if you feel me. Feel my pain, niggas lame, just pussy and pink. I feel I am the future, so I put in an ink. Thoughts of meditation, ambition over patience. Got me winning like my world is spinning. Gold dating, good sinning, got my soul sold to Satan. Working in hell's kitchen, got me twisting, unforgiving. Risking it through ambition, got a nigga fishing for a listen. Just pippin', steady pippin', just pippin', steady pippin',
Smoking dank, trying to ease the pain. I'll take probation, fuck the jail time. Long as I'm free, so I stay on my grind. If money is the outcome, then know I'ma ride. For my bros, I will lie. And no hoes before that, but do or die. Everywhere I go, my hoodie on. Rest in peace, Trayvon. Gotta get it till I'm gone. Spend it when I get it, can't take it when I'm gone. Bitches change with the weather, and every month I switch them up. I put it in work, make my money double up.
Double up, double up.
Game Radio, it's your man Brooklyn Black, Ab in the building. Miss Nikki Barbs is here, and of course we got Capital Kid, Fly Guy Rome, holding it down with Ambition.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say that shit was hot.
Good looking.
And also shout out via text OTM Hoffa, he agrees. So that's already two thumbs up right there. Ev, what did you think?
Oh, yeah. That was definitely a banger right there. And you can tell that you don't listen to mm-hmm. other people's shit because your sound is unique. It doesn't sound like anything else that anybody is doing right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I try to hit on.
Yeah, so, I mean, you keep up, keep your method of operation going the way you got it going because you sound real unique. It doesn't sound like anything anybody else is doing.
Hey, so mission accomplished on that one.
Yeah, definitely. Mission accomplished with that one. Real talk.
So Kat, what's the whole song process for you like?
The whole song process, going to the studio, I got to smoke about 3 blunts, hit a beat, and I just go. That's the process right there.
Can I say something else?
Yes.
Yeah, the very first time I even heard that song, like, I think that was, like, probably the second song I ever even heard. And I was, I'm more of a R&B chick, and I deal with a lot of people in the, in the industry that do a lot of R&B as well as rappers. But I just thought that song was really, different, and that's what made me even when he knew that he was going to even be on the show and submit his songs, and I asked him, which songs do you want to submit, and he said that one. I didn't disagree with him because I knew that, that was something that you guys would feel and see his, his versatility from all the other songs that he had. So thank you for the the big up.
Definitely. I'm very versatile when it comes to different verses and everything.
Mm-hmm. We definitely, we got to show the love and give the bigs up. And that's just what we do here. You already know about that, Miss Nikki Bobs. Everyone who's rocking with us via computer, please, let's just get it going. Fly Guy Rome's in the building, so mention him on Twitter. Mention me, Brooklyn Black. Mention Ab. And, of course, Miss Sneaky Boss. Just get it going. Make pregame radio a trending topic, whatever, because it's going on. It's going down right now, 347-857-4302. It's pregame radio, and we actually have more tracks from the homie also. Tell us about this Go Off.
Oh, Go Off is type like a party. It's original. My man's actually, he was sitting in the studio. He smoked about 12 blunts, and then he just went in on the beat. And then as he was making the beat, we was just all just going in in different ways. We came different in each verse. So it's a party, John. You're going to like this one.
Well, let's get into it. It's K-Cav Go Off on pregame radio, 347-857-4302. Let's get into it.
Sitting on the competition, I don't see these niggas in my vision. Ain't the one to start resisting, about to kill the game, but where's my competition? Eyes is open, yes, I'm focused, bitches know it, niggas know it. Ain't gonna wear my heart on my sleeve, put that on the air that I breathe. Stylist often duplicated, bunch of low me's with no relation. Middle finger up, tell them haters hating. Yeah, I hear y'all niggas say I'm living on that hosting dreams. I'm grinding hard, I'm chasing for that cake. Back to fight mode, jealous niggas scared, cause they know where I might go. Feeling like I might go, yeah, I know I'm psycho. Killing y'all niggas, yeah, just with my life flow. I put that on my life, bro.
So I'ma go up, this ain't go up. So I'ma go up. I'ma go up, this ain't go up. So I'ma go up, this ain't go up. So I'ma go up, this ain't go up.
Permitted to be permanent. My crew make moves, establishing my permanence. Niggas not learning it. I'm cooking and I'm serving it. Rowing and I burn a bitch. No Khalifa, but I burn a bitch. My nigga got that burner, bitch. And if you fucking with my figures, got a burner bridge, I'm going in. You a drone again, I'm in Yoda skin. Label me unstable, cause he flow like wet cables. But y'all ain't able to kill a brother like Kane. Sucker free, Monday through Sunday. Fuck with me, that's gunplay. I run fields, y'all just pump play. Beat the entree, break fast, you will be easy. Always get high, Chevy Red Jedi.
So I'ma go up.
Set it off, I'm just letting niggas know they hella soft. And my only competition got a salad toss, so that means that my bars is standing tall. Young Rome on the block like every day. I ain't shot up, but I'm running like Cascade. Got a chick on my dick, no time to play. So that means I hit spots like Bob's way. No time for these hoes. Never mind shit, I've been splitting your foes. These laid out in the Benz, no clothes. Like in my action, porno hoes. Uptown shit, find your body in a fifth. All laid out stiff in the bottom of the pit. Real give a fuck, that's your man's white shit. Sucking niggas dicks in the back, so slick. Yeah, my flow so sick. Make a yellow bone, just ride like dick. We from uptown when we bust some clips. Fuck my bitches and we drive nice whips. If you get my drift, keep it shorty far away from this shit. Tell me fucking once, let me pass that bitch. Have a go around, marry go that bitch.
So I'ma go up. This thing go off, so I'ma go off. This thing go off, so I'ma go off. I'ma go off.
I'm dead,
I'm dead. This thing go off, so I'ma go off. This thing go off, so I'ma go off. This thing go off, I'ma go off.
Game on,
go off. I'ma go off.
Yeah, we're back. That was Go Off from the homie Kid Capital, a.k.a. Fly Guy Rome, however you want to call him, but you can't call him whack. That's the one thing I got to say.
I have to say something, though. Like, even though you're saying Fly Guy Rome, people need to know, like, when they do search him on Twitter, it's FLIIGUYROME, not your typical average fly, like the shit that be annoying you, that be on your wall and shit. I'm just saying, you know, like, because it is, it's spelled like that. Like, you know, Ebonic, on Ebonic type shit, you know, 2012 lingo.
Well, I definitely dug that Go Off joint. It's definitely something that I would hit, if not at the club, that's something I'm pumping on my way to the club.
Trying to get hype, right? You're trying to get hype, you're trying to go off.
Yeah, something I'm listening to, you know, while I got my outfit, I'm ironing.
You pre-gaming it. You pre-gaming
it. Exactly. Exactly. What did you think about it?
Oh, it definitely is a energy raiser. There was one part, though, when I was like, I couldn't really understand what you were saying. It's like your energy level changed. It was like your energy got low for a minute. And then you were just like, I couldn't really make out what you were saying. Then you got hype again. So your energy just changed. It was just all for a second. And I think I'm going to have to go back and listen to that. But, yeah, that's definitely a hype song, and the music is just like, the music is ridiculous. That drum beat, that in the background,
I know what you're talking about.
That's some different, yo. That's some different tribals. That straight tribal shit, yo.
Tribal.
I love that shit right there. That shit is hot. All right,
I
like the beat.
You don't even have to go back for nothing to listen to it, because I'm running it back right now. 347-857-4302.
Bring it back.
Big shout out to everyone on the check-in.
Back, definitely. You already know.
Oh,
frontline.
Good morning, right. United Kingdom. Good morning, Australia.
Good morning.
You guys are rocking with us. What's up, Tennessee? I see you guys on the check-in. Big shout out to Rockin' County 845. Big shout out to Elmira, New York, Ithaca. Everybody's on the check-in with us. And hey, you guys want to get on here? That's cool. But you guys are rocking. You guys are hearing some good music, and it's all well and good. And I'm playing it back for you. Kid Capital, Go Off on pregame radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all I know. It's all I know. Uh-huh. Oh.
Sitting on the competition, I don't see these niggas in my vision. Ain't the one to start resisting. About to kill the game, but where's my competition? Eyes is open, get some focus. Bitches know it, niggas know it. Ain't gonna wear my heart on my sleeve. Put that on the end of that breeze. Stylist off and duplicated. Bunch of low me's with no relation. Middle finger up, tell them haters hating. Yeah, I hear y'all niggas say I'm living on that hosting dreams. I'm grinding hard, I'm chasing for that crate. Back to fight mode, jealous niggas scared, cause they know where I might go. Feeling like I might go, yeah, I know I'm psycho. Killing y'all niggas, yeah, just where my life flow. I put that on my life,
bro. So I'ma go up, this ain't go up. So I'ma go up.
Be permanent. My crew make moves, establishing my permanence. Niggas not learning it. I'm cooking and I'm serving it. Rolling and I burn a bitch. No Khalifa, but I burn a bitch. My nigga got that burner, bitch. And if you fucking with my figures, gotta burn a bridge. I'm going in. You a drone again, I'm in Yoda skin. Label me unstable, cause he flow like wet cables. But y'all ain't able to kill a brother like Kane. Sucker free, Monday through Sunday. Fuck with me, that's gunplay. I run fields, y'all just pump play. Beat the entree, break fast, you over easy. Always get high, cherry red Jedi.
So I'ma go up.
I'm about to set it off. Young boy, I'm about to set it off. I told these motherfuckers not to set them off. But look here, motherfuckers, set them
off.
Time to set it off. I'm just letting niggas know they hella soft. And my only competition got a salad toss. So that means that my bars is standing tall. Yeah, yeah. Roam on the block like every day. I ain't shining, but I'm running like Cascade. Got a chick on my dick, no time to play. So that means I hit spots like Bronx Way. No time for these hoes. Never mind shit, I'll be sitting in foes. These laid out in the bins, no clothes. Like in my action, porno no hoes. Uptown shit, find your body in the fifth. I'm laid out stiff in the bottom of the pit. Real give a fuck, that's your man's one shit. Sucking niggas dicks in the back, so slick. Yeah, my flow so sick. Make a yellow bone, just ride like dick. We from uptown when we bust some clips. Fuck my bitches and we drive nice whips. If you get my drift, keep it shorty far away from this shit. Tell me fucking once, tell me pass that bitch. Have a go around, merry go that bitch.
So I'ma go up. This ain't go up. So I'ma go up. This ain't go up. So I'ma go up. I'ma go up.
I'm dead with
it.
I'm dead with it.
This ain't go up.
In the building once again. Yo, he went off on that one. I'm not gonna lie. 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, Ever Hazer Smoker, Chris Nicky Bars, mm-hmm. And our featured artist for the second half of the show, the homie Capital Kid, Fly Guy Rome, rocking with us. We got a caller, your last four digits are 8944. Let the people know who you are, where you're calling from.
Yo, what's poppin', yo? It's your boy, Shay Murder. I'm coming from Yankees. Kids from New York. Who's, huh? Yeah,
shout out to Y-O.
Y-O. Yo, what's poppin', Fly Guy?
What's good, bro?
Chillin', yo.
This is
you
got your phone on speaker, take it on speaker if you ride in the car, roll your window up.
Yeah. You can hear me?
We got you better now.
Thank you.
No doubt. Yeah. I'm feeling yo, we doing it, bro.
Definitely. We gonna be there soon, son. He's actually one of the persons that came on first and Go Off and Ambition. You know what I mean? So follow him at Going
at
Born 3.
Okay. I see you blowing up dimensions. I see you. I got you, homie. But see how my account is set up? I can't follow nobody
that's
right now.
That's that nigga shit. But I hate that. Like, you need to holla at Twitter for that because you definitely have to get on your white people shit and be punctual and follow niggas back.
Definitely.
You need to fix that up. Yo, I thought that's what I had Miss Nikki Barbs to handle that for me for, but, you know, I guess I got to do that myself.
I have over 8,000 followers. I don't got time for all that. I'm actually promoted for my show.
I'm just saying, help a brother out. You know, you're more Twitter savvy than I am. You know the loopholes and all that shit. I'm saying, I can't follow more than 2,001 people.
But you know what though, for you to follow him, I got you. I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you do that auto follow back though.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So, no doubt. We got you on air. You know, give your shout outs. You know, and your 1-2s and all that.
I want to shout out the Chill South Front Line Movement. I want to shout out my fans. I want to shout out my team. I want to shout out everybody in the world that's feeling me and my team. If you ain't feeling us, then it is what it is. We gonna feel us one of these days, man. Follow me on Twitter at BornToWin3. You already on Facebook, Saquon, Say Murder. Just don't call me broke. You already know.
No doubt, Say Murder. Yo, keep rocking with us, man. And once I get my whole follower thing fixed, I got you on the follow back and everything, man. That's work.
All right. Yo, Fly Guy. All right,
bro.
You want me to speak, bro?
Definitely.
All right. I'll holler.
Shout out to people who are trying to hit me up on Uvu knowing that it's showtime. You know, but we got one more track to go into. And this comes from OTM Hoffa, otherwise known as RJ the Desi. He says Capital Kid is dope. He says I don't need to play anymore. He's pregame approved in his book. But we gotta be professional. We gotta be formal with it. So we got one more.
Exactly.
Tell us about this spare track.
Hello.
Yeah, tell us about the spare track.
Oh, the spare track. Oh man, I just went in the booth and it was actually an intro track to the mixtape Food for Thought, and it's coming out next month. So look out for that. But this is Drake's track, Fair, and I just put my verse onto it and just it went in.
Well, we'll definitely see what it is, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. Oh. Some people might call this venting. I mean, you can call it what you want to call it, bro.
This is me. Now ask yourself, do you see it in my eyes or had to adjust yourself? I'm a real nigga, type she wanna feel, nigga. But beside these hoes, I flip the bill, nigga. Do you get my drift? I use your chick. Had that bitch doing shit she never thought she would. Getting ran through, nicknamed Chief Soup. We getting money over here, who gets the lanes, dude? Why stress it? I'm counting my blessings. You only live once, live it up, time's ticking. Yeah, my mom's tripping, but I ain't really listening. She told me what to do, but I just heard bitching. And this is real shit, no made up or fiction. I spit from the soul like some nigga new addition. Haters talk bad like a fucking bad addiction. I give it to them raw, have them coming back and listen. I'm gifted with the flow. Bitches wanna know why he's single, wanna mingle in a room full of hoes. When I make it to the top, then them jewels gon' show, then them haters gon' pop, then them things gon' blow. But until I get there, I'm doing show after show. Fucking bad bitches every night, something on the flow. She
Can you give it to me, bro? I've been feeding for a minute, plus I heard you about to blow.
Yeah, we're back. Pre-game radio. That was fair. It was a dope track, but I didn't sense any fear. You know, maybe that's just me. But it was definitely a hot one.
There was no fear when I did that track, though. There was no fear. I just went in and just did that track. There was no fear, really. I wasn't scared. I just took over the track. That's basically what it was.
Okay. And once again, OTM Hopper, big shout out to him, Indian son of a bitch. he's like, yo, why are you still playing? He's pre-game approved. That's not the case. He's a fan now, so big shout out to him.
shit.
He's a fan, big shout out. So I just got to, you know, hit up my panel of admins and co-hosts just to see what it is. Ev.
Yeah. Did you... Well, it was too short to me. I was, as soon as I'm really getting into this, like, it's done, so.
It was an intro to the mixtape, that's all. It was like a little sample.
Right, well, I remember you saying that, so, but it was still too, look, you should have made a whole song. You should have been on the fucking mixtape, because the intro left me wanting to hear more. The music was some old stylistics type. With that bell shit.
Mm-hmm. B, I feel what you're saying.
You gotta push me. I got a cold. I got a slight cold. But the music, that shit was, it was some, like, some old Cadillac type shit. So I was definitely feeling that. But it was just over so quick. But that shit is hot. And if that was the intro to the mixtape, then I hope they definitely had some fire shit to follow that.
We definitely got some fire shit. Follow that, definitely. You already know.
That's what's up.
So, I, you know, like I said, I gotta ask. We already know OTM Hoffer, pregame radio admin, brand new assistant to Miss Nikki Barbs. He gave the thumbs up. Ev, thumbs up, down, in the middle.
Well, I like all three, so there's no fence riding. That's thumbs up.
Thank you.
I'm just doing it just to be formal, Miss Nikki Boss. Thumbs up, in the middle, thumbs down.
Like I said again, I'm not just doing this because, you know, he's my artist, but I'm actually, you know, giving him a thumbs up because I have a lot of faith in him. He definitely has a lot of potential. This is something that he does all day. You know, he really puts a lot into it, and I attack him. He knows that. I want him to go harder because I know he has a potential, and I see it in him, and I'm riding with him. I'm a fan, you know, food for thought, front line. I fly out room, and I'm giving him a thumbs up. So,
So, with all that being said, I just got to say, we have done it first time in pregame radio history. Two pregame approved artists inducted in one night.
Wow.
Breaking records, you already know.
You know, let's get it on Twitter. The homie A Center repping Brooklyn, and we got the homie Fly Guy, a.k.a. Capital Kid, Kid Capital. I'm sorry, yes, Capital Kid.
Capital Kid, Young Rome.
Yeah, Capital Kid.
Follow me
both at
Fly Guy Rome, or like, you can call me whatever. Young Rome, Capital Kid, or Fly Guy Rome.
We got both of them. Pre-game approved artists. So we already know what that means. We got the pre-game approved artists. So we need to hear something off the top, and we'll get to that in a second. But before we do, Rome, you know, get your shout outs out. Let the people know where they can follow you, Twitter, Facebook, Reverb, all that good stuff.
All right, first I want to shout out to everybody that supports me, everybody that's following the movement, everybody that critiques me, everybody that gives me bad advice, good advice, cause to show me which way to go. And just,
I gotta get my shout out, damn it.
I want to thank how's your head game? You already know to looking out for all this and all this and that. That's about it. Hillside Frontline, you already know. You'll find me at Fly Guy Rome. Capital Kid, you probably see me uptown. If you do, just holler.
All right, so with that's all out the way. Let them know what the man has to do.
All right. So you already know you got to come off the top. But to ensure that this is not a a hot rhyme you wrote 6 years ago, we need you to put some current events in. If you could talk about anything that's going on in the news right now, you could bring up pregame radio, you could use today's date. You know, you can mention my name, black name, the name of the show, pregame radio, anything like that, just to let us know that this is definitely current. You could even throw Nicki Barnes up in there, however you want to do it.
Hey.
You know, it's up to you, all right? So no music necessary. When you're ready to go, the floor is yours.
All right. Let me see. They like, wrong. How you get up on pregame radio? Because I make hits like Jose Canseco. Plus, on the side, I've been moving weight, though, selling more O's than Ruger's bagel. You could say, though, that I'm the sickest around. I'm sort of like the ring of fire. I'm the hottest around. Body in town, screaming how roams around, then ease out the pound and I lay you down. Your whole hood seen it, but they ain't speaking sound because I get much respect like a preacher now. With the tech on my side like Virginia Wild, the kid love beef, but I ain't speaking cows. And yo, Brooklyn Black, it's your boy Young Rome. I see the evil in people, but my jaws for stunt like Evil Knievel. A gun and a drink, now what is that equal? 25 to life for two dead people. To prevent that, I'm in the crib getting deep throat, banging out a stripper while you paying for a peep show. If there's a problem, I let my heat blow. Then you little niggas back down like Shaq trying to beast post. Young Rome, you already know.
Yeah.
Hi.
Wow. Yo, two pregame reviews. Two dope freestyles. This is definitely one for the history books.
Definitely
one for the history books. And also, just let people know once again when you're going to be opening up for Tiger, where they can get tickets and all that.
I'm going to be opening up for Tiger May 25th, this month, actually. Yeah, May 25th this month. You can hit me up at FlyGuyRome, FlyGuyRome. For tickets, DM me, or whatever you want to do, mention me, whatever. I'm going to hit you back. I'll meet you wherever you meet me, and we can do this.
Yeah, so, of course, most definitely big thanks to the homie Fly Guy Rome for coming through. Big shout-out to the homie Ace, and a big shout-out to We A Problem Movement. Check them out, weaproblem.com. Big shout-out to everyone who's rocking with us. Once again, Fly Guy, thanks a lot for coming through.
Good looking for having me. Definitely.
You know, and of course, since you pregame approve, you get that extra support, that push, you know, from us at the pregame radio staff, whether it be Facebook or Twitter, you know, we'll start blowing up your mentions, getting your stuff out there, and just doing what we can as far as showcasing and things like that go. You guys will get high priority as far as me, because most of the times these showcases, I'm working them, whether I'm working the door or I'm helping plan them or I'm helping with the artist slots or whatever. So as soon as another showcase comes up, I'll be like, all right, I got somebody. Let me get at them.
And I'm ready.
You know,
whenever you tell me the time, that's it. I'm there.
So you definitely get all that being pregame approved. And, of course, that puts you in the running to be pregame artist of the year. You know, for 2012, we'll start holding the ballots for that later on. And we're just going to definitely keep things going. Big shout out to Big Boy Man, the LP. I see you, Mo Butter, D, Dave, Rocky,
I got
Blue.
The shout out. Hey, really, though? That's what it is, Big Boy.
I got to shout them out because Big Boy Management, I have seen nothing come like out they can.
You need to
out
tell
of,
them what it is, though. For real,
out of most of the artists out they can. You know, we've had three of them on, and all three of them have become pregame approved. So, like I said, that camp is something.
That's
serious.
My family. That's not a camp. That's my family right there. That's my foundation. That's why I even started. That's even how I met you, because you approached me. I represented Roxy Blue, D-Dave at Pyramid. Shout out to Deuce of Privilege, too. And I love them too so much, and they're actually doing so many big things right now as well. So when you do get a chance, Vlad, you need to find out what's going on and get some new music on pregame radio as well.
Oh, most definitely. I even got some new Roxy Blue that I'm about to spin in a second.
Is it Cloud 9, though? Is it Cloud 9?
Nah, it's something else. See, I was holding it. I was kind of upset that y'all made me pull out Cloud 9 on Thursday.
That's the shit, though.
because I was trying to, you know, I was trying to keep it all for myself.
Yeah,
you know, but
before you play that new Roxy Rule, I definitely want to give just one shout out. Rest in power to Donna Summer. You are icon.
Yes.
Definitely, that is legendary music right there, across the ages, from then, now, and for forever. Peace to Donna Summer.
Peace to Donna Summer. My love and respects goes to her family. Big shout out to her daughter, Brooklyn. Me and her, we go back and forth on Twitter here and there, so big shout out to Brooklyn Sedano. Our thoughts and prayers go to her and the rest of her family. And, of course, like Ab just said, rest in power to Donna Summer. And before we get to the new Roxy Blue, you know, anytime there's a pregame artist of the year, there's always some controversy wrapped around that artist. Now, our 2011 pregame artist of the year, Days, he recently released a song on Wednesday called Killer Flu. Wednesday, the song drops. Thursday, somebody felt so upset, they were holding their feelings about it, they had to make a fake Days page to slander the man's character.
Sure.
You know, so right before we get into the Roxy Blue, I'm going to just get that to y'all just so y'all see what it is. Because me personally, like I said, it's hot, and probably, you know, hearing everything that was said, yeah, somebody's feelings probably got hurt by it. But all in all, it's a dope track. And here's a new one from Days, and we'll be right back.
Now are you capable to go against the king? I dare you make a move quicker than a cheetah, but I'm striking like a saber tooth. Shut your body down like a PC, disable you. Got a couple gigs, but there's no room to save a fool. Understand, I live it, I did it, and still doing it. And now you wanna mimic, admit it, you just ruined it. Now you just a traitor, a hater with no flavor, a straight perpetrator, don't ask for no damn favors. I gave you the gimmick, you still live with. I told you you the one, now you done, you straight flipping. You violate the code for some pussy they been hitting, then violate some more, unlimited set tripping. You frontin' like a genius, run around with my vision, put you out of commission, a permanent intermission. This is just the beginning, I always handle my business. GSB, how I do it, you stupid, you never fit in. Can a young nigga make moves anymore? Tell that DJ, get off my board. You get no love, you not no boy. You got no wins, you straight up lost. I put you down with the team, now I gotta embarrass you. Talk about hoes, I'm all fucking embarrass you. With your mixtape, I'm all fucking embarrass you. Stop riding dicks, don't make me fucking embarrass you. You know what you be doing, fantasies you're pursuing. Watching my every move so you can copy and do it. Are you really that stupid? Thinking this shit is cool, bitch. I tossed a couple dollars, I bet you suck on a new dick. Why you making me do this? She's the reason you clueless. Forgot about your family, turn your back on the movement. You just a follower, not the leader that I influence. You got me aggravated, you turning it to a nuisance. Now you getting me ruthless, cause you know what the truth is. I said it to your face, your fate is the exclusive. You said you needed a break, wait, no more excuses. Why triple drop six mixtapes before June can? Matter of fact, I give you permission to go and use this, cause I know your new mixtape got old music. I know you wasn't ready for this, and now the whole world know that you really a bitch, nigga. Can a young nigga make moves anymore? Tell that DJ, get off my board. You get no love, you not no boy. You got no wins, you straight up lost. I put you down with the team, now I gotta embarrass you. Talk about hoes, I'm all fucking embarrass you. With your mixtape, I'm all fucking embarrass you. Stop riding dicks, don't make me fucking embarrass you.
What you thought, you was gonna get away with all that bullshit, my nigga? Nah, man. I see you dick riding, motherfucker.
It's that killer flu.
Time is ticking, nigga.
Nod your head, like this shit real smooth, you know?
would admit, I bet applause would be drowning. I had to let the sample stream from me. This rap shit, another dream coming.
Yeah, that's pregame radio. That was the new Roxy Blue Lonely joint. I got Miss Nikki Barbs and Evan in the building with me. Tune in next week. I already know pregame radio spoken word is going down. So all of the poets who want to get down, hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, pregameradio@gmail.com. If you got my number, call me. Tell me you want a slot. And we'll definitely work it out. If y'all was on deck last month, you already know how popping and how booming it was. For spoken word, so definitely want to be on deck for that. And also, once again, rest in peace to Donna Summers, and you don't want to be like Desmond Hatcher, so as always, don't be a fool, wrap your tool, ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clan. You don't want to be one of 11 baby mamas, or fellas, you don't want to be having 30 kids, and you're 33, and you work at minimum wage, and they taking half your check.
Yo, for the record, hold on. I gotta speak in defense of bruh. First of all, he ain't making them babies by himself. You understand? And there ain't no way that these last nine women, because he had 21 of these kids before he was like in 2009. He had 20 some odd kids. Now, he done had nine more. It ain't no way these women didn't know about them other children. So why is you even laying down with a man that you already know got 11 kids that he can barely take care of, and then allowing yourself to get pregnant and then having the audacity to say that you're going to keep a damn baby? Them women are just as responsible as he is. It's a damn shame they got his. Now, if he was white and married to him, he'd have a fucking show on TLC like that.
K plus eight.
Okay, no, not the K plus eight. There's this other white family where the dude is a preacher and his wife, and they got 20-some kids. They just keep having
kids. Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about.
So it's all about your perception of things. Real talk, he ain't in this shit by himself. Them chicks is just as guilty, and they should be paying his ass some type of support. And that's all I have to say about
that. That's why I say, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tools, and ladies, don't fall for a scam, protect your clan. Don't drink and drive, arrive alive, you already know where it goes. Follow at House of Head Game, follow Ebba Hazel Smoker, follow me, Brooklyn Black. Once my thing gets fixed, I'll be following everyone back as much as I can. That's where it is born. Monday will be the season finale of Real Talk with Lucky Me. Tuesday, Miss Nikki Barbs is back with All Bars Radio, and Thursday night. And, of course, I'm back in the building next Friday and Saturday for a pregame radio spoken word. So with that being said, you guys have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. If you guys are at touch, hit me on Twitter. Let me know how it's looking out there. And like I said, just be safe. Yeah, I know them boys is out. And have a good time, all right? And we're out of here. Have a good night.
Good night.
Deuces.